Y'all, that sounded real southern.
That did sound southern. We're going back to the roots.
We're going back down south. Well, all the way again, beginning. I'm Cara and you're Brad. Just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm
let's Brad. Do that. Let's do that skit.
Yeah, I'm Cara.
Yeah, I'll be Brad. Hello, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Y'all. This is what it sounds like when a Zimbabwean does a southern accent.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Tell you what.
All right. So. Fun fact, we have another skit for you. Hopefully you guys like these because they are kind of fun. I mean, we have fun doing them.
We have so much fun doing them.
We hope that you like them too. And if not, call in, listeners. Let us know. Cricket, cricket. Oh, okay.
Moving on.
Guess you're okay with them. Cool.
We are so democratic.
I know. All right. This time I will play the role of Los Bookseller.
And I will be the customer.
All right.
Le customer.
Like, I'm just minding my own business, working in a bookstore.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes. Hello. How may I help you?
I'm looking for a book.
Okay. What's it called?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. What do you know? Do you know anything about it? Like, title?
It's cover? Green.
It's green.
It okay. came out this week.
This week?
It came out on, like, Monday.
Okay.
It was on Instagram.
Gotcha.
And TikTok.
Oh, okay. It wouldn't happen to be a Colleen Hoover book, would it? Because I know she's big on TikTok right now, especially with her books. But I don't think she has any books with a green cover.
No, I don't think it was Colleen Hoover. I don't really read her. At least I don't think I've read her. Maybe I have.
Okay.
But if I haven't, it's been kind of romance so long. Stuff. No, this is about true crime.
Oh, okay. So it's a true crime book. Okay. Gotcha.
Yes, and it just came out.
Just came out. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so let me see. It's like brand new in like hardback, right?
Fiction.
True crime's not fiction.
But it's a story about a person who killed another person.
So like a mystery.
Yes. Okay. But it was on a true crime podcast because they said that on TikTok. And you know, if it was on TikTok, it has to be right.
I gotcha. Okay, so. As far as I know, these are the newest mysteries that we have. Like these just came out this past Tuesday. These are the newest ones that I have.
No, this one was inspired by like a Sherlock Holmes thing.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. I do apologize. It's not brand new. It has been out for about a month.
Really?
At least that's when we got it in. We got it in about a month ago, you know. It may have just taken some time for the podcast to get done or the whatever you saw for it to get done. But I do have this
Melody on TikTok said it just came out and I like swear by her. You know,
okay.
She has like some of the best recommendations.
Well, let me pull up her TikTok and see what and verify this video. And so this TikTok right here? Is this the one?
Yeah. Her?
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, she looks so cute. She dyed her hair golden.
All right. Cool. So like I said, this is the book I was thinking of. It has been out about a month. So it's still fairly new. So you're not wrong with that. So here it is. That's the book that she was talking about.
Are you sure this didn't come out this week? Is there another book that came out this week by this writer?
Not by this writer.
That's a true crime retelling of a Sherlock Holmes gender flip?
Not that I've seen. But this is the one in the video.
Okay,
so
well, you know we'll what? I trust you.
Okay. Gotcha.
I always shop at this bookstore. This is my favorite bookstore.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate
it. Only bookstore, but still it's my favorite.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I'm gonna start following this TikToker.
Do she's amazing. Welcome to Tales from Booksellers.
Yay, Tales from Booksellers. That's a well, dramatized version. But yeah, we do have to look up TikToks at work.
Yes, more and more.
And Instagrams and all of the social medias, you know, all of the things, you know.
All the things.
So I'm glad that our firewalls on our computers aren't, you know, too protective. Because we do have to look up a lot of weird
stuff. Some dubious stuff going yes. on Instagram and TikTok.
Well, you know. I mean, some people find books in really strange places, which, again, not knocking.
No.
Each
to their own.
You find a book on TikTok, I mean, cool. But I will say, yeah, like, Colleen Hoover is having some renaissance. Like, she is, to be honest, I have not watched them. So I don't know how, if it's, like, her or if it's people finding her books and doing little TikToks about them. But, you know, her books are flying off the shelves. And especially, I think it ends with us. I think that's the big one that people are screaming for. But she did have a new one come out. It's
I saw that on Bookstagram.
It's like maybe someday or something. Like, or no, that's not it. You know, I'm absolutely blanking on the brand new Colleen Hoover book. Anyway,
and that's okay. We still love you, Brad.
I don't really read romance.
Fair. Well, I mean, says the person who did not know what a meet cute was.
Hey, you're not wrong.
To be fair, though,
I do know what shipping is.
Well,
see,
that's I know the start.
There we go. I know something about romance novels.
Good job, Brad.
So yeah, I do my homework. Speaking of doing homework.
Wow, what a smooth transition.
What a segue. Let's go on a tour with these segues. No, I'm just kidding.
Which, carrying on that segue, I will say looking up books on social media is actually helpful in some ways booksellers. Because you will find out what genre a book is on TikTok or Bookstagram. True crime and mystery and probably anything to do with Sherlock Holmes are slightly different fields, though, just saying. Yeah. But for the most part.
Yes. The interwebs is just a plethora of knowledge, especially, you know, if you can, your bookseller will love you if you're just like, yeah, I saw it on this episode of this, whatever it is, whether it's a podcast, TikTok, you know, this post, whatever. They will love you if you can be like, it's the post that they made on this day, da, 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 da. And that way we can look it up, you know, because looking books up with, you know, vague information is time consuming and we don't want to waste your time with us sitting there Googling all of the things.
Which, and let's talk about the mystery behind the bookseller role.
There's a mystery?
There's a mystery.
Ooh, let's unravel.
And the mystery is when you come in, you don't know the title or the author, but you have a smartphone or access to a computer and the Google, what you would do to find out that information is what
we
do to find out that information.
Ooh,
and that is
the
mysteries of the universe solved.
Yep.
All with the Google.
The Google.
Google.
All hail the Google.
All hail the Google.
No, but literally, not to sound like a turd, but what we do is the same stuff you can do. And I know that there's no nice way of saying that.
People do try this at home.
Yes, please try this at home. Recommended from us booksellers to you book buyers.
Bookseller certified.
Yes. So bam. That's the stamp. Bamp is the noise that the stamp makes because it rhymes. And I just made that up. You're welcome. So if you feel the need to Google, please Google. Please try this at home. Tell your friends.
And their friends. And their cousins. Friends. And their sisters.
Tell your children.
And their aunts.
Tell, you know, your children can probably help you with the Google stuff too if you don't do the Googles. Welcome to our Google podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
Google did not pay us for this.
They did not. We are not spokespeople. So,
but you know, you do raise an interesting point. Is I've never actually had a little person come up to me and not know a title and or an author. Which is fascinating, isn't it?
Right. I have had like children and whatnot. They're like, is the newest in this series, like, and they will right. give me the series. And they'll the only vague part that they might give me is the new one out, because they want to read the newest one. So I will be like, okay, well, this is the newest one that's currently out. And they're like, I read that one. I'm like, okay, cool. So there's not a new one out yet.
But so. We will look it up for you. Because that's another yeah. thing that we actually do enjoy doing is yeah, looking up when books are coming out for
correct.
People.
Correct.
So that you can stay on top of that information.
Because right. even the Google. Again, at some point, they're going to have to give us some money for this.
They really should.
yeah, if not there, like, there is, you know, bookseller informational websites, you know. We use iPage, which will give you a listing of everything that's coming out, but you have to look it up by the author. So, like, if you want to see what's coming out for Neil Gaiman, you type in Neil Gaiman, and it will show everything that's out and when it was published and all that fun stuff. And if there's anything coming out in the future, it will show those dates.
And I will say, just, you know, talking about authors, and so many of them have wonderful Instagram pages, and I find Instagram a little bit easier to navigate than, let's say, Facebook, but they will announce their title, the book cover, release, the date that the book is coming out. That will all be found on their Instagram
right.
page. And so if you like a certain writer, or a certain genre,
follow them. They will tell them. You. They will tell you. They will tell you before even some of us know.
It's like, true.
Yeah.
They can't wait to tell you.
Oh yeah. Because there was a situation where somebody asked about a book, and all of our searching, aside from, you know, going to the author's social media, like, there was nothing in our system about this book coming out. And they're like, well, I saw it on their insert social media here, like, probably Instagram. And so we pulled up the Instagram, and we were like, oh, okay, well, this is their publisher. Their publisher hasn't even released this information yet. So
oh
yeah, that happens. So please don't get mad at us if we don't know every book that's coming out.
Don't get mad, because a lot of times authors can't even release this information.
Right.
You will see so often on their social media that they have to wait for a certain day and a certain time to be able to release a picture of the new yeah. book cover. Yeah.
Or they just get excited and jump the gun and tell everybody before even their publisher sends anything out to any bookstore ever
yeah.
anywhere.
It's problem.
It is problem.
I wonder what that conversation is like behind closed doors afterwards.
Yeah, it's like, Neil, I told you, don't tell anybody about your brand new Norse
Neil,
mythology book. And it's
keep
like,
it quiet.
Oh.
You're right.
I feel like at this point, like, Neil could just do whatever he wants. It's fine. He's like the new James Patterson. Like, he's so high up there, and like, everybody's just, I'm not equating James. Don't look at me like that. Kara,
really?
Yeah. Kara just, her eyes.
I don't know how high
out.
I could get my
I'm just
voice.
Saying, I'm just saying, with what James Patterson does, like, he can do whatever he wants. You know, granted, you may or may not like him.
I mean, that's true. You know, he could write a book about mermaids and everybody would be cool with it.
Correct. But like, it's just one of the, like, Neil Gaiman is also one of those people where, like, he could just do whatever he wants because he's Neil Gaiman. I'm just saying, they're on that kind of level.
They are. They're so. Kind of like writer royalty.
Yes. Yes. I mean, again, we also have our preferences too. Like, like, my mom loves James Patterson. I'm hit or miss.
You're right. And he's done so much for the book world, you know, yes. with whether you like his writing or not, you just have to acknowledge just how much he's done. The same with Neil Gaiman.
Yeah.
He's such a huge supporter of libraries and bookstores and independent booksellers
yep.
that it's really hard not to respect and admire that, regardless of what you feel about
correct.
His writing.
Yep.
And we just happen to adore him, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be, you know, the new Google/Neil Gaiman podcast.
Go Google Neil Gaiman.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Fun fact.
And you know, we're going to be hitting the road soon to go see Neil Gaiman, won't we?
We are. That's exciting. We're going to Columbus.
Woo woo.
But we'll let you figure out which Columbus, because there's a lot of Columbuses in the U.S. But it'll be pretty easy, because I'm pretty sure it's the only one on his tour.
Narrow it down. Again,
yeah, narrow
do, your it down. Do your homework. Go yeah. to Google.
So have you, like, on trips, when you go into a bookstore, like, have you just, like, run into a bookseller and you're just like, you're cool, I like you? Have you done that? Or do you tell people that you work at a bookstore when you go?
I do.
When you visit?
I do.
Like, is that like the first thing out of your mouth? Or
no, I don't like barge through the door and be like, yo, I'm a bookseller.
Y'all. Listen to me. Y'all no, better listen up here.
Let me tell you about your staff pick. No, I'm not. Don't do that.
Oh, don't judge people's staff picks. I mean, you can in your mind, but don't say it out loud.
Again, everybody's different.
Yep.
And you know, and actually, I love looking at the staff picks.
I do too, because it also tells you, like, it gives you an insight into who works there. Because, I mean, if you look at my staff picks, it's just like, oh my gosh, who is this Brad guy? His books are so weird. Yeah, like, I'll put, like, spooky books up in, like, the middle of summer, and I'm just like, I am ready for Halloween. Give me the spooky books. There's, yeah, speaking
but
of.
But you're always ready for Halloween, though.
I am. I live
every
for Halloween.
Day.
Yes. So I usually, that's usually like one of my first things. I was like, do you guys have a horror section? And I always have to enunciate horror because I sometimes don't get in the right R's and it sounds like a different word that I shouldn't say. And I'm getting pitchy, oh, so I'm okay. going to stop.
Horror.
Yes. Horror.
The horror. Horror.
That's kind of like saying rural.
Rural.
I mean, yeah, this is okay.
I think our accents are getting in the way here. Yes.
A little bit. Little,
going back to booksellers
yes,
on the road.
I first off ask, you know, where the horror section is. And then, you know, if they have a staff picks, I will look at those. But I usually don't tell them that I work at a bookstore.
It depends. If they're around and they want to talk and they come up to you and they're mm-hmm. engaging over something, then I'll mention it.
Okay.
Or if I, again, going back to social media, if I follow that bookstore on Instagram, I'm like, hey, I know you. You do story time. I love what you did.
Like, and then you sound like a stalker.
I do. I'm like, I am secretly stalking you.
It's like, I watch you online.
That was amazing how you read like, Goodnight Moon. No, but you know, I think
it's like you should read The Stinky Cheese Man next time.
Exactly. Yeah, let me live your life for you. Yeah. No, I think I will say this. I don't think booksellers, and I'm very biased when I say this, get as much love as we deserve based on all the things we need to know, should know, could know, right. and our everyday lives yeah. on the floor. And so when I'm in a bookstore, having worked as a bookseller, to acknowledge that these people love books, hopefully, and most of them do. Like,
yeah, I find the smaller the bookstore, the more like invested they are.
Very much so. One of my favorites is Malaprops in Asheville, and their staff is great. I've had some great conversations with them. I like their staff picks; very unique. We go from quirky all the way to kind of like mainstream fiction.
Okay. That's so how that's I feel great. About Avid, but. We all know how I feel about Avid.
Remind
Athens.
Us, though.
Avid and Athens is amazing, you guys. Let me tell you. Let's go back to episode one.
Let us count the ways.
But no, actually, like, for my birthday, I am going back to Georgia. So I like that. I feel like a trip is needed.
Of course.
I need my fix.
You can't go to that state and not go to that one bookstore.
I know. It's a rule. That I gave to myself
many moons ago.
I know.
When I was young.
Yep.
What about you, yeah. Brad? What bookstore have you been into, or do you go into a bookstore? What's the first thing you do when you go into a new bookstore?
Other than step out the horror section. I just said I looked for the horror section.
After you found the horror section.
I usually go for the sci-fi section, sci-fi fantasy. I'm a quiet peruser.
I can see that.
If somebody comes up to me, I'm usually the, no, I'm good. You know, like I won't like flat out say, leave me alone. Like, I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm just looking around. You know, that's me. I'm that in every store though. Like if anybody comes up to me, I'm just like, no, I'm good.
I can see that.
That's also my answer in life too.
I'm just good. I'm always good. I'm fine. I'm fine.
No, I'm
really fine.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty about bookstores is that you can walk into them as a book lover and you can be that person, or you should be allowed to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
And just look at books.
Yep.
And browse. Peruse. And be left alone.
Yep.
And then we get customers who are so in love with what they're reading that they just want to talk about it. And that's super exciting too.
It is.
So
I'm definitely that. I'm like, no, I'm good. But again, like if somebody like starts, you know, talking to me and they're like, oh my God, like if, especially if I'm currently holding a book and they're just like, oh my gosh, that's so good. Da, 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 or, you know, or if they're like, if you have that, have you read this one kind of thing? Like, mm-hmm. And the more excited they get, like the more likely that I'm, you know, going to be like, oh, let me add this to my pile, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 'cause
they know what they're doing.
Oh, they know exactly what they're doing. Like it's hard for me to do that as a bookseller sometimes, unless if you literally are holding like my favorite book. 'Cause again, slow reader, and I haven't read a lot of the like kind of mass kind of big titles. Like I've never read Game of Thrones. So,
I know, right?
It's like, ooh, girl, you need to fix that. And I'm like, well, it's not done. And I have, and you know, I have a thing about
series.
I have to finish a series. So I will wait until series is done. And maybe then I
let
will
me,
read it.
Let me jump off the cliff with you there and say that I did read the first one. And I am not its biggest fan. Or even a fan, so to speak.
You're up here. Need your so, just kidding.
Yeah. You know,
oh no, again. We're gonna get crucified.
Tell you what.
I know, right? Well, there's like even like some of the big titles, like I've never read the Anthony Horowitz series, the
Magpie Murders?
Yeah, the Magpie Murders.
Well, I do like Anthony Horowitz though. I love Alex Rider, which is his middle grade.
I haven't read those. I mean, so again, I know of all these books, you know, and I've, you know, all these big series, you know, I've never read anything by Sarah J. Maas, even though she has a new one coming out.
I know. Second of the Crescent City series.
Oh, okay.
So.
But I will say, I did find an article, I think NPR posted it, about Marlon James trilogy. Like it was this whole thing about how some writers will start in fiction and then get into genre type stuff once mm-hmm. they're getting more well known. But the Dark Star trilogy, which I found out is the name of the trilogy for the Black Leopard, Red Wolf, and the second one that comes out in February. And the third one is already, it already has a title, but I didn't write it down because I read it at like 10 o'clock last night, right before I went to bed.
You were doing your homework.
I just saw it and I was like, ooh, I should talk about this.
You should, because
that was one of my anticipated books. So, I'm very excited about it. I will bring that back next time. Promise. So.
We believe you.
Yes. So.
So to end off this particular episode, since we'll be talking about books and booksellers and etiquettes and bookstores, do you have a favorite book about books or bookish people?
I should have done my homework, but I will say, I'm sure they heard you whisper my answer to me. I will say 10,000 Doors of January is really good.
Hint, hint.
She's very bookish. It is It's and I thought that it was just me, but apparently a lot of other people like couldn't just like some books you read and some books you like pick up and you just kind of read right on through it. This one you read like the way that it's written. It reminds me of the way that Ray Bradbury writes. Like you read beautiful every writing. Word yeah. Because every word kind of has some weight, you know, somewhere. It's not just kind of flippant writing. I guess I should say nothing against flippant writing. I love it. It makes me feel like I can read faster.
But I agree with you. It's very beautiful, very poetic, and it's a very much a coming of age story.
Yeah.
Involving books. So I would second that.
Do you have a book, a bookish book?
I think I love The Unlikely Escape of Uriah Heep, which is one of our book club books a while back, right at the very beginning. In fact, it was our very first book club book.
That was before I was invited.
H.G. Perry. I don't know about that. I feel like you've always been invited. Like this is
like a standing invitation. Yeah. But you did. I think the first one was when you were like, you get to pick the book.
That's true. I think I was trying to tempt to bait you to come to book club. So, but on that note, our next episode, talking about getting people to come to things and book clubs and talk about books.
We will have a guest.
We will. Yay. And we will be excited to talk to her about all things
as
bookish.
If we're not already excited.
We're so excited.
I'm so excited.
And on that note, we will say...
please don't catch me, copyright lawyers.
We shall say fare thee well.
Yes. Have fun. Make wise choices.
Like us. Subscribe to us.
Follow us. Rate, review. All those things that you do.
Pretty much everything you can do, do it on social media.
Facebook and Instagram is where we're at now, currently.
We will talk to you next time.
Yes. Bye.
Bye-bye.